You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, visit electronicmediacollective.com.
Where's the video? There it is. All right.
Hesitated a minute.
A little bit. Coming to you live from the Four Distraction Bunker.
Live and breaking news. This is new. We should put a little ticker at the bottom, like the breaking news thing. We weren't prepared for this. We've never done a breaking news.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Scott, what's breaking?
I should say this is breaking news. As to like, those people who are watching us live on Facebook Live.
It's breaking news as of like 4 hours ago.
If you listen to this in 6 months on the podcast side, like a re-listen.
If you're listening to it in your own bunker, then you're going to know. You guys are late on the draw on that one, buddy.
I'm wondering if I watched the first episode of Fallout, and I'm sure we'll talk about that later.
I've watched the first four.
Okay, I've only watched the first one, so I'm a little bit behind. Did it all come out?
Yes. All at once.
No shit.
It's all on. It's all
on
right now.
I just watched the first one.
Yeah.
But
very topical, by the way.
Very topical. So big news tonight, as we are recording this live.
It is 11:16 in the PM.
Saturday, April 13th of 2024. And we're going deep tonight. We started late.
Yeah.
It's not a primetime episode. It's a late night episode.
It is. Late night.
We are
late night with
going
distraction,
deep.
Coming to you with live late breaking news.
Iran has just attacked Israel.
Yeah. Iran has launched a number of drones against Israel.
Drone attack and cruise missiles, I've heard.
And the United States and France and the UK have like joined forces and trying to like blow. They've blown like. Last I checked, they blew like 100 drones out of the sky already.
Yeah, over Syria. Yeah.
So,
it's a mess right now in the Middle East. I mean, it's always a mess in the Middle East.
When's it not?
Yeah. Right. It's been a mess in the Middle East for thousands of years, but this is big. This could potentially be a prelude to World War III.
And that's not even like. Like, usually when people talk about, oh, we're going, World War III coming because of this happened, I'm usually like, World War III is not going to happen because that happened. This is kind of the first time where I'm like, I'm a little concerned.
I'm a little on edge.
Yes. You know? Might need to cut back on the weed a little bit just so I can be a little less paranoid about what's going on.
Are you kidding? I'd kick it up a notch if I were you.
I don't want to get paranoid. I don't want to. That's a bad high.
So, we've talked about it on this show. It all starts, go back to October. The terrorist group Hamas executed a terror attack in Israel during a music festival. I believe it was October 7th.
I do not remember.
Of 2023.
I don't remember the exact
dates. It was, I believe it was a music festival. They came in with assault weapons and just started gunning down innocent civilians. Israel got really mad about it.
Yeah.
That's like a Wednesday here in the United States.
Yeah.
Like they got
went
all
to a music festival with guns.
A mass shooting at a music festival? Ho hum. It's not a party unless there's a mass shooting at an American music festival.
Exactly.
But Israel got kind of mad. For a long time, Israel has been treating the Palestinian people very, very poorly. Slowly, you know, creeping into Gaza and the West Bank and throwing the Muslim population out to make more room for Jewish people to live. And, you know, some people, I'm not saying this, but some people have called Palestine the world's largest open-air prison.
Pretty much.
And
kind
it's,
of.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And bear in mind, we're not saying, you know, oh, poor Palestine. We're saying, oh, as we've said before, it's the civilians that we care about. The Palestinian government sucks, too. They're not great, too. They're basically a group of terrorists, essentially. So they suck, too. We care about the.
Yeah, they do kind of suck, too. They but really, I would argue really that they were they were driven that way.
They but like they were so I don't know how much you watch like the late John Oliver show.
I do.
You watch that
occasionally.
There was he did an episode that like went kind of deep dove into it like way back when when it's talking about it and like when he him and his crew like deep dove and like the history of like what's going on and like the recent history in like the 90s and stuff like that and like all the way up until now, you kind of recognize, yeah, the Palestinian government are literal terrorists that got elected into office and they haven't held like an election in over 20 years, so they haven't been able to like elect them out. It's basically like a Putin thing going on there where they're just like,
I was just gonna say, there's a lot of like that's not unique.
I know. I'm just, them. I'm just saying, there's a lot of terrible places that do that. Like a lot of criticism where everybody's like, well, it's Palestine. You can't feel sorry for the citizens. They're the ones that vote them in. Yeah, they voted them in over 20 years ago. Like a lot of the people that are alive today that can of the age of voting weren't even like either were children or weren't even alive at the time when they were voted in.
I don't think Israel has legit elections either. Netanyahu's basically a dictator as well.
Yeah.
So they're both, neither one is really a good representation of a democracy anymore.
No, they're not.
I mean, so. But you know, I enjoy John Oliver. Last Week Tonight.
Yeah.
I like Last Week Tonight, but I love The Bugle, his podcast.
Oh, yeah. I haven't listened.
Love The Bugle. But yeah, he's a good guy. I enjoy his show. But
anyway.
So that happened. So Hamas, listen, I've said this from the beginning. Hamas is a terrorist group. They are bad. No question about it. But the way that the Palestinian people have been treated for a long time by the Israeli government and the IDF is a war crime. And I think that Netanyahu, who's a war criminal himself, in my opinion, was waiting for something like this.
Yeah, he was waiting for an excuse to...
He was waiting for an excuse to bomb Palestine into the Stone Age,
yeah.
Which is what he's been doing for a long time now. Killing innocent civilians, like you said, women, children, just calling it collateral damage of war,
yeah.
Which is horseshit. It is a genocide. That's what it is.
It's a genocide when you're just willy-nilly throwing bombs in there. You're not throwing them at targets or anything like that. You're just launching bombs into a city just to cause as much devastation.
And he's doing a blockade. He's not allowing food in.
Yeah.
Children are starving. And I mean, it's 2024. We have the videos.
Yeah.
You can't hide this anymore. It's not like Vietnam where you can suppress this stuff. Like, we see it at our fingertips every day.
There are people who are in Palestine who have smartphones and an internet connection that I've seen videos from over there, like, yes. The devastation, like,
yes.
Like it's horrible.
But in today's day and age, with all the crazy conspiracy theories, I've said that to people, and they're like, that's fake. That's propaganda. You're buying into it. You're a sheep. I'm like, how do you argue with stupidity? Because no, I haven't been there.
I haven't
seen it with my own two eyes.
I've been saying this for a long time. Like, being one of those conspiracy theorist nut jobs, not like the fun conspiracy theories, like...
There's
like,
no more fun conspiracy. Like, they ruined it.
I know, but like, there's still a few that are fun, like the alien stuff and, you know, the cryptid stuff and all that other crazy shit. But like, the ones that are like the MAGA, the kids are being chopped up in the basement.
Like
of a
the Alex
parlor.
Jones shit?
Yeah.
Like the InfoWars, like, they're the worst.
I've always said I would never want to be like that, but how freeing must it be to be one of those people? You don't have to think. You just listen to what somebody says and you regurgitate it, and you don't have to critically think. You don't have to look for proof or anything like that. You don't have to do any of this stuff. Like, you're so stupid that you feel justified in what you said. Like, that's somewhat freeing a little bit.
It would be interesting to go back and redo school with that mentality.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
So, these people in Palestine are starving, and there's a charity, the World Kitchen.
Yeah.
And one of the groups, and they go into war-torn nation where there's famine, and they make food and they feed people. And one of the groups was a group out of Australia, and they were feeding people in Palestine, and the IDF, the Israel Defense Force, a jet came by and bombed the shit out of them, killing, I think it was seven. I could be wrong on that number.
Seven,
Australian
eight.
People who were there working for free, yeah. For a charity. Australia was pissed. They were ready to move ships into the Mediterranean. Like, they were not happy. President Biden had to call the president of Australia and kind of be like, hey, listen. And President Biden came out and condemned Netanyahu, called for a ceasefire, while still simultaneously supporting Israel.
Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, United States of America has a huge hard-on for Israel. We always have. We say, they're our only ally in the Middle East. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, we're friends with Jordan. Like, we don't have beef with Egypt.
No.
Like, there's other places that, like...
Yeah, so, like...
That's about it. But, yeah, like, I get what you say.
Yeah.
That's
I was trying to think.
Lebanon.
I was trying to think.
We're cool, Lebanon, right?
Hey, hey, Lebanese.
Lebanon. I'm down. But, like, there's very few.
Yeah.
But, my God, they're doing terrible things. Call them out on it.
Yeah.
President Biden kind of did. At the same time, he was kind of being a little... He's being a pussy about it.
Yeah, he's being a... freaking wuss about it. Like
he's got a fine line he needs to toe, but
no, fuck that bullshit. Fuck that fine line bullshit. Like, at this point, look, at this point, Biden, you're 80 some years old. You don't got a lot of years left anymore. Maybe instead of like tiptoeing, you just look in the camera like, hey, Netanyahu, quit fucking around, you douchebag.
I don't think he's worried about his life. I think he's worried about something more important, a big election that's coming up.
But again, he's in his 80s. Like,
he's still got to win an election in 9 months or whatever.
But, like,
it is.
He would garner a lot more support, I think, if he looked at the camera and said, nothing on you, go fuck yourself. Like, really, what the fuck you think you're doing? I think he would get a lot of support if he did that. I think he would.
He would also piss a lot of people off.
There Not are enough.
Adam, I think you're wrong there. Listen, anytime I say anything on Facebook or TikTok, or anything social media where I'm, even on this podcast, if I am the littlest tiny bit critical of Israel, I'm automatically an anti-Semite.
But he kind of had like a way into doing it when they killed these Australians. That was his way into being like condemning them for killing the Australians. And then if anybody came at him, he could have been like, well, they killed a bunch of our allied Australians who were in country.
You know, I heard Ben Shapiro say on the AM radio.
Oh, yeah?
Well, they shouldn't have been feeding terrorists.
Yeah, but we don't care about them.
But there's people who think that
way. But they make up the people that listen to Ben Shapiro are the people that are already going to vote for Trump, don't give a shit about Biden. That's those people. He garners the same crowd as Joe Rogan, as what's his name that got fired off Fox News?
Tucker Carlson.
Like, he garners the same audience of them. They were never going to even consider... Joe Biden. Joe Biden could shit literal gold and fix the economy, and they would still never vote for him. So, like, you're talking about the crowd of people that already were never going to have Joe Biden's back.
There are a significant amount of moderates, though, that do support Israel. I scratch my head and think, why? But it's true. There's independents, moderates. You know, Jews are typically Democrats.
Yeah.
Typically. You'll lose the Jewish vote if you say that. He's playing politics, and he kind of has to. Do I think it's right? No. But the alternative is Donald Trump.
But this is how we got stuck with Donald Trump in the last election in the first place, because everybody was playing politics. That's how we got stuck with Donald Trump. So,
so anyway, then I guess what happened earlier this week, which this is what I don't understand. Maybe we'll have to look this up on the show. But Iran has never liked Israel. They've always been threatened, pointing missiles at each other, threatening each other. Well, and they've been at war before in the past, long before we were alive. Apparently this week, Israel bombed an Iranian embassy in Syria.
Bold move, Israel.
I don't really know why. I think they got mad because Iran was saying things, mean things about them.
The Iranian president tweeted something out. He's like, what the fuck did he say?
Did you see what the Ayatollah tweeted? No, it wasn't anything like that. It was, I think... Iran just basically is sticking up for the Palestinian people and says, hey, we're going to do something about this if you don't stop. And they said, oh, really? Well, take this, bitch.
We're cool with Iran, right? Like, we're cool.
No.
We're
not. No.
Like, that's not one of the countries?
No. Okay. Iran, no.
I wasn't sure.
We don't like them
either. I wasn't
sure. Iran's very, very right-wing extremists. They are one of the handful of countries in the world that's a theocracy. So, like, if you're not...
Yeah, ever since Saddam was killed.
Well, Saddam was in Iraq.
Okay. I'm getting my
yeah, Iran's different. Iran,
getting them mixed up.
The Ayatollah Khomeini, and it used to be President Ahmadinejad, but I don't think he's there anymore. Sorry, I'm trying to my world politics.
No,
I'm a little behind on it. They're an Islamic state.
Okay.
Saudi Arabia is also. So you, like, basically,
yeah, you've got
they're pretty rough. Like Afghanistan is now. They weren't. They were, and then they weren't again. They were. They are again. Because the Taliban runs things because we got the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Those countries are pretty bad because the extreme religious is like they treat women like shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're not a Muslim in that country, they'll pretty much. So they're not good. They're not good. They're not our friends. And they were really they have nuclear energy, but they don't have nuclear weapons. And they were trying to develop nuclear weapons, and that's when President Obama came up with the Iran nuclear deal and kind of stopped, basically saying you're allowed to use nuclear energy, but you can't use nuclear weapons. Like, we're not going to allow you to do that. Because right now, I think I'm right, Israel is the only country in that region of the Middle East that has nuclear weapons. And that's the only reason that nobody's fucked with them for a long time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But what Israel is doing now is pretty bad. Why they chose this time to attack an Iranian embassy in Syria. Syria is right next door to Israel.
Yeah.
But an embassy is technically sovereign ground of that nation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Could have been like an accident. Like somebody spilled coffee.
Ain't no fucking accident.
Somebody spilled coffee on the controls?
The Canadian embassy was next door. That was untouched. Okay.
Well, who hates Canadians?
Well, Canada's kind of being neutral in this. They're not taking one side or the other, which kind of ticks me. Pick a side. Pick a side, Canucks.
Get off the fence. Get off the fence.
Wait till the Stanley Cup's awarded. Then they'll get involved. But anyway, so after Israel attacked the embassy... it was basically, hey, they're going to attack.
Yeah, okay.
And it took a couple of days, and right now as we're recording this, the attack is happening. They're bombing the shit out of Israel, and it's not going to be good. What's going to happen
next? I saw a TikTok video before we actually started recording of somebody recording, like, bombs falling from the sky.
Yes.
So...
So who knows what's going to come out of this?
Who knows? We wake up on a Sunday to notification that we're all drafted for World War III.
I'm not going. But, hypothetically, your phone goes off tomorrow morning and they need you. What would you do?
I got no attachments here.
You would go.
Head to Canada. No, head to Canada. I got no attachments here.
I thought you meant, like, fuck it, I'll go fight.
No, I got no career here. I got nothing to look after. I don't have, a family here. I'm going to grab my mom, my sister, my grandma. Like, let's fucking head north. Or, you know what? They're not going to draft you. I'm heading north. You know?
I think we're beyond the draft age.
I got a bad knee.
Yeah.
I get a really bad knee. So... Yeah, I think they want people that are, like, under the age of 35.
I don't think we're going to go.
No.
I think
we're
good.
I don't think we meet the physique.
I think we're good, but damn, it's messed up there right now. Now, what if it was a different situation?
What if, like, we were attacked and it was like...
What if it was
off?
Like the aliens came? Like clearly a bad guy.
Why is it gotta be a bad guy? What are we, like... How do we know they're bad? We haven't talked to them.
You gotta come here all big and bad, start some shit.
What the hell is this
barbecue? And what the hell is that smell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, you know, could be like, you know, Mars attacks. Somebody threw a fucking dove and started interplanetary war. You know, let's just fucking get together and hash it out.
That never worked in Mars attacks.
They didn't have me there. It's like, hey, you ever had an edible before? Let's fucking oh, I'll take Jesus. Half, you take half. Let's sit down and hash this out. Next thing you know, like, hey, order some McDonald's. We hungry. We're going to get some. If everybody just smoked weed, we wouldn't have these problems. So just saying.
We'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
I don't think they're allowed to smoke weed in some of those Middle Eastern countries. Yeah, they're not allowed to drink. You just like smoke.
Spike their drinks or something like that or whatever. You can't just do it. Like spike the water supplies so that everybody gets a little high.
Speaking of drinking, do you see my shirt? I got my DEA shirt on.
Drink every afternoon.
It says drink every afternoon.
That doesn't scream alcoholic at
all. Like this is one of those shirts like you buy for $9.99 at like the boardwalk, like the Jersey Shore surf shop. My mother-in-law got it for me. DEA. I'm a member of the DEA. Drink every afternoon.
Do you have one of those classic FBI shirts?
The female body inspector? I used to, dude.
Really?
I used to when I was a kid. Like, I thought it was edgy. I was like 15, and I was like at Myrtle Beach on the strip. Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach. Goddamn, I love Myrtle Beach. One of my favorite songs. Thank
it's
you
a great song.
You introduced that to me years ago.
It's a funny song.
I'll just listen to it all the time. Going to Myrtle Beach again, but that's besides the point. Got that shirt, thought I was cool, with my puka shell necklace.
Such a douche.
I had like
such a
jorts, like Janko jorts with a chain wallet.
Such a douche. You're so fucking shitty.
Oh my God.
That's so bad.
It's really bad. I had like a Kangol visor with the open top.
Speaking of World War III, we brought it up. Talk about episode 1 of Fallout real quick. What are you thinking so far?
Oh.
You know? It kind of ties in a little bit, you know?
Yeah, Fallout. So, we were texting a little bit about this off the show. I never played the video game.
No.
And you did, right? You played the video?
I've played a few of them.
A few of them.
Three of them.
Okay, so you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
So, I was wondering if it was going to be a thing like Halo.
Yeah.
How I really like the show Halo and you hate it because it's so different from the video game. But I never played the video game, so that doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if it was going to be the same deal. I kind of liked it, but there was one issue I have with it, well, I'll get to later. But then I found out, like, it doesn't matter. The video game doesn't matter because the stories are, like, just involve this the video game's this universe.
Yeah.
It's not always like the same character.
Every game there's early on there was like I think the first two games dealt with the same character and then every game after that like you basically started in like a different area of America in possibly a different time period like maybe it's 20 years after the last game took place or 50 years after the last game took place or whatever. And so then you just like create a new character and you're typically always a vault dweller. That's kind of like the standard, and then you emerge from the vault into this wasteland, and you just got to survive and do missions and all this other shit and fuck shit up. So that's like standard Fallout premise. So
yeah, well, I thought that would bother you, but I guess it doesn't matter because the character that we're seeing in this show, is a new character, not from the games.
Bear in mind, again, all my criticisms of Halo aside. I don't have a problem with making changes when you migrate these video game properties to like TV shows or movies. I have zero problem with you making some changes as long as it feels like, you know, the universe. Like, I think one of my biggest problems with Halo is it doesn't feel like Halo, you know? Like, it would feel like Halo if the Spartans were in their armor like 90% of the time, like sort of like Mandalorian style, and then they told these stories. I guess I'd be like, all right, that's okay. But like they spend, it's like, you know what it is? It's like Batman and Batman Returns.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have like done like timing of it. And in that movie, the movies are like an hour and 20 minutes long or some shit like that, or like 90 minutes long or whatever. And Batman, Bruce Wayne's in a lot, but Batman is only in it for about 15 minutes.
Right.
And it's like that.
I've seen that.
And it's like that. It's like if they would have at least just kept the Spartans in the armor and had badass fights with them in the armor, I could have been like, you know, at least it's fun. But, you know, Fallout, even though it's like different storyline, obviously, or a different story in a different part of the universe, different part of the country, it still feels like Fallout. Like, when I'm watching it, I'm like, that feels like the Fallout universe. These characters, the way they're dressed, you know, the kind of attitude they have. Oh, look at this weird thing that's going on. Oh, crap, look at that irradiated bear. I fought one of those in the game. Oh, shit, there's a fucking Brotherhood of Steel in their power armor. This feels like Fallout, and that's kind of why I like it a lot. That's what I wanted to see out of Halo, so...
So I got some work to do because, like I said, I've only watched the first episode. I didn't know the whole season was out. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's all out.
So. But I text you. You probably laughed at me. This just goes to show my true colors that I'm not a gamer. But I'd seen the trailer for Fallout, and I'd seen another trailer that I thought was Fallout. Because it was like pretty close. So I'm watching this and I'm waiting for these characters I saw in the trailer to show up. Like, I remember we talked about Fallout before it came out. I'm like, oh, I'm really excited. It's a really good cast. That's not what I was talking about. I'm talking about there's a Borderlands movie coming out.
Yeah.
That has like Jack Black and Kevin Hart and Cate Blanchett in it.
Yeah.
So I'm watching Fallout. I thought that's what I was watching.
No.
And I'm like, where's the Jack Black robot? He seemed fucking hilarious in the trailer.
I can understand your confusion that, you know, Wasteland.
Video games,
Borderland,
right?
Borderland feels like it's in space. Or,
oh, it is.
Is it in space? I can't
remember. You ever played Borderlands?
No, I've never played Borderlands.
Oh, I got him on one.
So, but I don't remember if it's in space or whatever, but it's like futuristic sci-fi-esque. It's like a looter shooter is basically what it is. It's like a first-person shooter where you just like have fun, shoot stuff, and collect loot. Kind of thing. And there's like a story, but it's like think of it like Goofy Mad Max. It's like sci-fi Goofy Mad Max.
I love Goofy Mad Max.
Like, that's basically kind of what Borderlands is. You're in like this weird wasteland. People were in like crazy outfits that probably have spikes coming out of their helmets and shit like that. And like, you got a little robot that's, you know, wisecracking left and right and everything. And yeah, so it's like sci-fi Mad Max, basically.
Speaking of Goofy Mad Max, we love the Mad Max movies. We do. We talk about them a lot. Just the other day, we weren't on the podcast. I wanted to bring it up because I got a good laugh about this. We're talking about the new Furiosa movie.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time since I've seen the first Mad Max movie. I feel like I've seen The Road Warrior more recently, but I haven't watched the first one in quite a while. And I remember at the beginning, because it was the 80s and it was Mel Gibson, they had the words like telling you about what kind of would happen.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. I think the apocalypse happened everywhere. But part of me wants to be like, no, what's going on in Mad Max is just Australia. Like, everything else is like normal. And everyone's like, oh, those crazy Aussies huffing their paint and driving their monster trucks in the desert. Like, I want that to be real. Like, wouldn't that be so funny?
You'd hate it, though. You'd hate it if they made another movie where it was like Mad Max, but it's like outside the country and people are just like, people have like hovercrafts and all this future technology and they're just like monitoring them. It's almost like they treat Australia as a reality show.
Yeah, you pull up your like Tony Stark computer. Let's see what's going on in Perth today. Oh, man, Melbourne's on fire.
Thunderdome 2055 here on pay-per-view.
Yeah, Thunderdome. Bill the Conqueror versus John Cena at the Sydney Opera House.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be great.
That's kind of what happened in the... I know you said that you can't watch it because of the animation style, but Attack on Titan, that's kind of how that story is.
No, I watched
Attack on Titan. But you didn't watch the whole thing.
No, I never finished it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's how that story is. Like... Because you're never going to finish it. I'll spoil it for you. Basically, like that whole thing where you have this group of humans. I think they're the last survivors. And they're being attacked by these Titans. They're on an island. And the rest of the world.
They're in Japan, right?
Sort of. It's basically, yeah, Japan.
So Japan's an island. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's and the rest of the world is like kind of keeping them in there. And they're like, they're sending Titans in there to make sure that they stay in their walls and stay primitive and don't come out and wage war or anything like that. It's a whole thing. But that's basically what that ends up being.
Like a weird Truman Show.
Yeah, kind of.
Mixed with like a...
But like fascist.
The Village.
Fascist and racist. Highly fascist and highly racist. So, but yeah, that's basically what that was.
Oh, huh, cool.
So,
spoilers.
Yeah, whatever.
That's all right.
So yeah, Fallout. I'm enjoying it so far. I'm on episode 4. I'm enjoying it. It feels like the universe.
How many episodes are there?
8. There's 8
so
episodes.
You're halfway. All right.
Yeah, I'm about halfway. So, I'm enjoying it. I'm liking it a lot so far. So.
Well, I was expecting The Borderlands. That's a movie, right? Or is that a TV show?
I don't know. I don't know either. It would be better if it was probably a show, honestly, at this point. Like, everything else is being made a show.
I mean, are you going to get Jack Black, Kate Blanchett, and Kevin Hart to do, like, an Amazon Prime or a Paramount Plus TV show?
But, like, most popular video games work better as a TV show.
They do. I think so.
Like, that's kind of, I think that's been one of the major problems that translated that.
Can you think of one video game property that has been turned into a decent movie? I haven't seen Super Mario Brothers. I hear that was good.
I haven't seen that yet either. Sonic the Hedgehog.
I didn't like it, but you did.
I enjoyed it. I can understand why you might like it, but like it was fun to me.
Okay.
So the other one, I have another one. The Detective Pikachu movie. That was pretty.
I didn't care for that one.
That was
either.
A pretty good like translation from video game property to like big screen.
Was the first Resident Evil good? Or do we just like it?
We just like it.
Okay.
It's not that good.
Now, the other ones are dog shit.
Yeah, they're terrible.
But the first one I kind of like.
It's not bad, but it's also, like, not great. It's not a great adaptation. It's just great because, like, it's fun, you know? They decided to do the thing that Halo show didn't, where if we're going to change everything about the game, we have to at least make it fun. Halo said, we're going to change everything being, and we're going to make it boring.
Was the first Tomb Raider with Angelina Jolie good, or do we just like it?
I think we just liked Angelina Jolie in that outfit.
We do.
That's what it was.
We totally do. That was prime Jolie.
Oh, yeah.
That was prime Jolie.
Can't think of another one.
Now, I know this is... I don't have to ask this, but we like it. The original... Like Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo, Super Mario Brothers. It's a bad movie.
It's a terrible movie.
Man, I love it.
But like, it came at the right time in our childhood, you know? And then when you find out that Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo were drunk during the entire shooting of that movie, it just makes it even funnier, honestly. Because they thought, this is so fucking terrible. Like, I gotta be drunk to do this movie.
Remember how, that's one of those movies. I actually just recently saw a TikTok with some, I'm on like the cinephile TikTok algorithm. The movie fans, and I get a lot of big movie buffs, and they make fun TikToks. This one guy was like, movies that left it up in the air for a sequel that we never got sequels for. That was one. Do you remember at the end of the movie, they finally got back to their apartment?
Yeah.
And like, what was her name? It wasn't Daisy. Princess Peach. It was Daisy, like her cousin or whatever. Yeah. She like kicks down the door with like an AR-15. She's like, let's go, guys. We need to go back.
We got
to
get back in the pipes and fuck shit up.
Yeah, and that was it. We never saw what happened.
Yeah. We watched something else this past week. Even better than Fallout. Even better than everything else that we watched this past week. And this show's been going on now for a few weeks, and we kind of only talked about it a little bit when it started. We haven't been doing like an episode-by-episode playback. But this episode, Scott, X-Men 97, episode 5.
Adam, I'm not okay.
They broke all every 90s child, every 90s baby out there's heart is broken right now. Your heart is broken, and if you don't know what we're talking about, heavy spoilers.
Episode five.
If you just turn the podcast off now and go watch this episode.
Talk about World War III.
Yeah,
that's gonna be bad.
It was horrifying.
That's not gonna end well for people.
And then we're gonna talk about spoilers, so you've already been warned. Spoilers for this episode. You had a lot of stuff going on in this episode. You had the dynamic between Scott, Jean, and Madeline Pryor. When, you know, after that interview, Scott got
and real. Logan.
Scott, there was that too.
That's awesome.
That was cool. You had Scott in the interview, and he gets real fucking real. Like, this is when people stop being nice and start getting real.
Yeah.
Real world.
He was giving him the real world, like.
Xavier's is super.
he was in the confessional. Like, Jersey Shore.
They were, like, giving them an interview because, like, Genosha's getting. Admitted to the United Nations. Mm-hmm. And so like they're interviewing the X-Men just for fucking shits and giggles, I guess, because they're doing exposé.
They're the famous mutants. Yeah.
And so they're like, hey, we're trying to like do this interview, because she asked it was going fine, and then she asked him about his son, Nathan, who, if you didn't know, in the previous episode 3 went to the future with Bishop because he had that tech virus that Sinister gave him. And he can't come back.
And they didn't have a cure, according to Hank McCoy.
Yeah.
And the only cure would have been in the future.
Yeah.
So Bishop, who's from the future, which I thought, didn't he ever go back originally?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why the fuck Bishop. I finished the original series. I have no idea why Bishop is even in, was in there in episode one.
Yeah,
he was not there. I was at the end of the series.
I was like, I thought Bishop went back to the future already.
I guess there's a story.
Marty, we've got to go back to the future.
Sorry. All right, dog, take your meds. Okay. Go lie down. No. Yeah, I'm guessing there's an adventure we just didn't see in between the series. Hmm. So,
because it's been a while since I've watched the original series, and I skipped around a little bit, so I'm a little bit foggy. But I was thinking, like, he shouldn't be there. I don't remember. I was like, oh, maybe I just missed an episode where he comes back for some reason.
Yeah.
Because I remember Days of Future Past, one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, where Forge sent him back to change the past.
Yeah.
Very different from the Days of Future Past live action movie.
Do we know why the fuck Forge is in the present day?
Forge is a unique character, though.
But it's never explained. Like,
that's in present day Forge.
It's
not future Forge.
But what I'm saying is, in the original series back in the 90s, Forge never made an appearance unless he was in the future. He never made another appearance, like, in the present day. So that's why I'm like, I always assume, like, okay, in this version of events, he's in the future.
But
now,
that's why when Storm met Forge, he, like, had to introduce himself. Because that's present day Forge.
Yeah.
The Forge that we dealt with in the past was future Forge.
But like,
it's the same Forge,
we're
just older.
Future Forge, we're talking like over 100 years in the future.
He lives a long time as part of his mutant ability.
Okay. I just wasn't sure. It was never explained.
The bishop didn't bother me. I like Forge a lot. He's Native American and he's been around a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's immortal or just.
He was looking old as dirt in the 90s series. Dude looked like he has some gray hair whenever you saw him.
I think
him
maybe
in the
he just has a really long lifespan. But anyway. Who called Madeline Pryor, by the way?
You did. Yeah.
I made the Madeline Pryor call. I knew it was going to be her. Because I know the whole Jean thing is not going to work out well for Scott. Yeah. I mean,
it's not. We saw in this episode it's already not working out well right now.
Yeah, there's trouble in paradise.
Like Scott blows up at the reporter, basically saying, "We're not normal. We're better than you fuckers. And if we weren't better, you'd all be dead." Like, he literally said, "We fight robots and bad guys and aliens and all kinds of crazy shit. Like, you don't know what I fucking seen with my eyes." Like, basically blew up at him and then walked away. And then he had like that.
Where did the sentinels come from that attacked? Spoilers that attacked Genosha.
I don't
know. I thought they destroyed the master mold.
Did you see this fucking thing? They got to make up a new name for that thing. That ain't no master mold. That's something else. They got to come up with a name for that.
But the other sentinels were regular sentinels.
Yeah, but like the thing was massive and horrifying. Like, it was like, it had like a bug body because it had like those little spikes legs and shit like that. And it was
one thing that always
scary.
Bothered me about the original cartoon series compared to the comics is how easily the X-Men were able to defeat the Sentinels. Like, Rogue would like grab their tentacle things and like flip them over her head, or Wolverine would go berserker and just cut them up. Because,
well, in fairness,
in the comics, they were like almost invincible.
We're also dealing with a show that's made for children at the time.
Right.
And this current show is made for children that grew up in the 90s. So adults, basically. Right. That's basically what the show's made for.
But
so
this portrayed the Sentinels like they should be.
And we had the Sentinels. We had the Sentinels in the first episode, episode one. But those were like busted up Sentinels that were like not
They
full.
Were leftover.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were.
That was like the old master mold. And he was like making a busted up bullshit and everything like that.
I wonder if these are like future. Like,
I don't know, because well, like,
where do they come from?
So like, we're getting to that. Let's get to this. Gambit got done dirty twice in this episode. Two times.
Do you remember Rogue and Magneto?
No.
They didn't, but
based on her story that she tells Gambit,
it was when she went away.
No, it took place before she even joined the X-Men, so before the original series. So it was before that.
And she just, all those times they would fight?
Yeah.
She just never mentioned that?
But they retconned it by Rogue basically telling her, basically telling Gambit when she's talking about the story, like, and he never said anything. He just played it off like nothing happened. I was like, I guess I did too. And that was like the excuse. Like, we just decided to ignore it and just like not mention it ever.
I didn't think it happened before. I felt like it happened. Remember when she left? She left the X-Men when she met... It was her mother. Yeah. Mystique, right? Yeah,
I know what you're talking about, but like...
Is Mystique was playing her mother or whatever.
But like...
She went away with her.
But like before that episode, they did fight Magneto, right?
Yeah.
So then therefore, it would have been way before because Rogue had never met Magneto during her story that she told.
But no, she did know him.
She said she said that my mother wanted me to introduce me to someone that could help. And she's like,
and she was like, oh, it was you.
But like she never, she talked about him. Like she had no idea who this person is.
I think she did know who he was.
We're going to go back and rewatch the scene. Okay. I'm like, I'm pretty damn sure. Like,
dude, I will rewatch that episode again.
To me, it felt like she was talking about somebody. It felt like Kill Bill Volume 2. Whenever Beatrice Kiddo was talking about how she first met what's his fuck, it felt like kind of that moment where it's like, oh, this person who's like, because like even like Mystique was like bowing before him and stuff like that, and he was up on this throne and everything like that and all the shit. Like, it had to have been before. Maybe I could be wrong, but like Gambit got did really hard because Gambit has been in love with Rogue forever.
Since episode one.
In Gambit's
defense, Rogue's a baddie.
Yeah.
She's a baddie. Yeah.
But like even though like where other people might like stop liking her because like she can't touch them and they can't have physical contact, fucking Gambit stuck around. He
simps for her hard.
Yeah, even said, I played the swamp rat for you because I knew we couldn't make things official. Like that was a line that he said. And I was like, oh,
so
Gambit,
powerful.
Gambit, my boy.
And but then her response was great. And she goes, yes, and I played your share.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll fucking, wow. What?
It's a powerful conversation.
They completely flipped the script on us. Because the original series, yes, it was for kids. The new one is now for those same kids that are now adults.
Yeah.
So they can adult it up a little bit more.
They can, yes.
But they really didn't. A little bit, but not too much until this. And then they just let it fucking flow right on us. They hit us in all of our feelings.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to respond. I didn't know what to do.
They unzipped their pants and laid it on the table and said, this is what we're doing.
This is
now.
What we do now.
Yeah. Get used to it.
This is what happens. This isn't for kids anymore. And I'm okay with it.
You want to see what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass? This.
Yikes.
Okay. Yikes. So,
oh, it was so good.
It was so good.
So good.
So basically, it all comes down to the fact that Genosha wants to make Magneto the Chancellor, and... He let's be honest, Magneto was manipulative as fuck right here at this moment because this whole thing was like, okay, I'll only do it under one condition. The condition was you let me rule with somebody else, a queen, essentially, a queen-like person. And he chose Rogue because he's been simping hard for her since episode one.
They've been doing it, right? Since he came back to the mansion?
I don't know. Maybe.
She's been cheating on, I think that's part of the heartbreaking thing. For Gambit.
And that's
because they're together.
And that's basically what...
And she's been cheating on him.
And that's basically what Rogue was telling Gambit. That, like, he asked me this. I've accepted. Like, this is what we're doing right now. And then he got done hard a second time at the party when she floats down in that fucking sexy-ass dress. And then just goes floating up there with Magneto and that, like, super hardcore dance and start making out in front of Gambit.
She had to do that. That was a show.
But
you know that, right?
But I know, but he didn't know that.
No.
Gambit didn't know.
No one in the party knew
that. Because
she had to put on that show because they had to make this work for Genosha. They weren't going to allow Genosha into the UN if he didn't agree to this. The only way he would agree to this is if she did it with him. She had to make it seem... Who's the lady? Who's the UN lady?
They weren't allowing... First of all, I don't think it was that they were never going to allow them if this didn't happen. I think it was just like... Because Genosha has a council. And the council...
Yeah, Emma Frost.
Yeah. She's on there. What's his fuck is on there too? Like the... He's dead. I don't know.
They're all dead now, right?
They're all dead
now. Did Emma Frost die?
I think she was laying there. I can't remember. She might have gotten away. I don't know.
Love her,
but like, though. But like the council said, we're going to have a chancellor and we want you to be a chancellor. And like the UN lady was really pissed off about that. And the only reason why she might have been cool, and we don't know if she would have been cool with it either, because he just told her like, I only accept it if they let an X-Men join me as my side. And then that's when the Magneto Rogue makeout session happened. So we have no idea if the UN lady was even chill about that because
she's not. She is because she's cool. She used to date Xavier.
Yeah.
They have a whole history.
Yeah.
She trusts the X-Men. She doesn't trust Magneto because he's a fucking terrorist because we have 9 seasons of him being a terrorist. All of a sudden, hey, I'm going to take my helmet off and wear this other suit now and
But the thing is like, we still don't know if she would have been cool with that even with an X-Men at his side because that's when shit hit the fan. Like right after this is when shit hit the fan. So all the politics shit goes out the window at this moment. So they have their little makeout sesh. Gambit walks out of the fucking room, which I think is a really important story element, and I'll tell you why at the end, why he walks out at this point. So right after he walks out, basically Rogue whispers to Magneto, Gambit was right, you know, there's some stuff deeper than skin and blah, blah, basically saying, I can't do this with you because I love Gambit. Mm-hmm. Essentially, this is what she's saying without saying it. And then, Scott, shit hits the fan after this point. All of a sudden, you see Jean Grey and Madeline Pryor both getting the same psychic ping in their head, and you see hear Madeline Pryor hearing a voice in her head, and it's this deep voice like, stop the music! Stop the music! And she goes out to the balcony, and wouldn't you fucking know it, if motherfucking Cable shows up out of nowhere, by the way. He's just there. He's running through the streets. And he runs up on Madeline Pryor.
Well, he had his hickey.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, he just showed up. Like, you didn't even get a moment. Like, you didn't get a moment where you even saw
him. He wasn't
him, like,
there warp, very long.
Like, warp into, like, the building in the area and, like, I got to search for so-and-so or whatever to warn them or whatever.
Did he not know where they were going to be?
I don't know. I guess not. Because or maybe he knew the general
because
area.
Because remember his thing, Cable's thing was always, like, he only had so much time in the past.
Yeah.
So when he got there, as soon as he finds Madeline Pryor, which is a cool thing too, which we knew, but not they didn't know. He runs up to her and he's trying to tell her that you got to get out of, you got to get. And before he can do it, he zaps back.
Stop the party. Let's go.
Yeah. He was obviously trying to warn them of the impending.
But bro never shows up in the right place at the right time.
He never does he?
He shows up in the right time period, but he's always on the other side of the fucking like neighborhood. Or
you
whatever.
Know what?
He's like 5 blocks away or some
for
shit
somebody
like that.
From the future.
Get
you think you get
we
that?
Have you know, we do know longitude and latitude. Like we have that shit. You know, like come on, buddy. You know the general location, I'm sure. Like
I don't know how that future tech works. It's all hypothetical, but anyway,
I'm calling bullshit.
All right.
Anyway, so it runs up on him. We get a fucking sweet-ass moment. And then we find out, boom, 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 boom. Turns out Cable is Nathan. Mm-hmm. Nathan is Cable. Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn.
So when Bishop took the sick baby Nathan Summers
To the future,
he must have been cured. Oh, that's the other thing. That's the other thing Bishop said. He's like, I've only got enough juice in his hickey to get them both, there was no return trip.
Not only get them there, but I can only take him with me. I have no energy to get anybody else to go along with.
Right.
Me. So that was
the whole thing. That was the whole like. So he couldn't. He could go there, cure him, but he couldn't send him back.
Mind you, the future is a fucking mess too. By the way, it's a goddamn mess in the future too. So it's not like, oh, how can they not have the ability to go back in time? It's because they're fighting for survival right now in the future.
They weren't able to stop the war, right? Like, they never did that.
No, but like it.
That was the whole idea of Days of Futures Past, but it didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out.
There was always something else. There's always somebody else waiting in the wings.
Somebody's fucking around. So, so basically we find out that, and then this is when everything goes insane. The entire script has been flipped. Explosions happening all over Genosha. Buildings getting boom, 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 boom everywhere, left and right. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? And then you hear the fucking typical deep monotone technological voice of mutants found or whatever. It's a sentinel. It's a sentinel. Not just a sentinel, but a massive, massive master mold, essentially.
Three-headed.
horrifying.
Had shields.
They tease it at the beginning of the show. They tease it early on a few episodes ago whenever what was it, Jean Grey, the clone, was like entering what's his fuck's head, and it's like, I can get in your head with Cerebro and I can figure out your plans, and then all of a sudden she got sucked into this like vortex or whatever, like when she was in the astral plane.
Trask's head?
Yeah. Like when she was diving in there, all of a sudden she got like lost somewhere, and then she saw probably like what he was planning. I'm betting Trask was behind it. Probably what he was planning. You saw like the three-headed figure and you knew it was a sentinel, but like it was a horrifying, like crazy sentinel. Like head, and so they teased it already a little bit, and so this is what she saw essentially. Basically, everybody dies, not everybody, but like a lot of people die. I thought so. Like I was hearing a lot of people like before I even watched the episode. I was seeing like TikTok videos of people like sitting there saying their reaction to episode 5, and they're like, "They broke my heart." Like it was just tons of reactions, and I was like, "Oh shit, something hard must have gone down." I thought Nightcrawler died. I thought that was one of the big things.
No, he ended up living.
He did, but like when I saw it happen, like at the time, whenever the Sentinel was like firing a beam at Rogue and Magneto, like Nightcrawler jumps in there and like teleports him away, but he's like closest to the beam, so he gets hit and he gets hurt and he's laying on the ground. I'm like, is that the fucking thing? Because I love Nightcrawler. Like Nightcrawler is always a cool character. I'm like, did he die? That's so sad. And then it's like he didn't die.
No, Nightcrawler. Did Magneto die?
Here's the thing.
I think he'll be back.
Here's the thing. No, I bet you not.
You don't think he'll be back? You think he's
dead?
I mean,
I don't think he's dead.
Okay.
No, I don't think he's dead. Obviously not. They wouldn't have done this whole fucking thing of making Magneto earn his way to being the leader of the X-Men.
It looked like he got
just
killed.
Just to fucking kill him.
It looked like he got killed.
Yeah, it does look like it.
Like, if he didn't get killed, he got fucked up pretty good.
He's in the fucking prehistoric area. What's
Savage Land.
Yeah, he's probably in there, because they always fuck with the Savage Lands with Magneto.
Why do they keep going to this...
I hate the Savage Land episode. They're my least favorite episodes. I hate them so much.
I kind of like dinosaurs. I played dinosaurs as a kid.
I've heard that you played with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I bet you he's the fucking
Savage Land.
He's got no
powers
there again, like he did the first time they went there in the original series, so now he can't get out of there.
We've had enough Savage Land. No, yeah. This is a perfect opportunity for Xavier to come back.
It is. But Gambit dies.
Adam, I think I've asked you this before. Who's your favorite X-Man?
Fucking Gambit, dude. Fucking
me too.
Gambit.
My favorite.
Gambit's
so cool.
Gambit showed how badass he was in this episode. Bro took his scarf off and then put his like explosion energy and then whipped it at a fucking Sentinel and just exploded him. It was like, that's fucking so cool. I'm like,
the motorcycle, dude.
He fucking rode a motorcycle because like Rogue was trying to like... This is right after Magneto dies and Rogue gets all fucking pissed off and everything like that. She goes flying, so he grabs a motorcycle, charges that up, and then
he's
whips
riding
it at
the
Rogue.
Motorcycle. He hits a jump in midair. He makes his power go on. So basically, the motorcycle is now going to explode. He bails, crashes the motorcycle into a Sentinel as it explodes.
He crashed into Rogue.
Was it into Rogue?
He crashed into Rogue to move her out of the way from the beam because she was going after the big master mold. He crashed into her. And then the beam flew by. And then all of a sudden you got this thing where it goes up there and you got Nightcrawler and all the other main mutants that are at the party and stuff like that on top of this building. And it... Mashimo's ready to fucking fire his green ass beam on them, and then Gambit fucking steps in and he's like, I know the cards, the cards are always in my favor, and he's like doing flips and shit like that, charges up his staff. I'm like, this is Gambit, move it. All of a sudden, what happens, Scott?
He gets stabbed.
Like this like
one of the tentacles.
This like tentacle comes out of like the neck of Master Mold and just gets him right in the.
They've always
right
had those.
Here.
The Sentinels have always had those. Like
this looked different though. Like it's probably the same thing, but it looked different.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like those typical.
Well,
tentacles.
The old Sentinels just came out of their hands, right?
Yeah.
This one's coming out of like everywhere.
Yeah. Gets him right in the gut, and then I knew this was gonna happen right after it happened. It pulls him right in front of his face, and he's like Sentinel, the talking shit to him. And Gambit's like, "Nah, I ain't going out like that. Name's Gambit. You're gonna remember my name." Grabs it, and then just puts all his fucking power into the Sentinel, so it turns the Sentinel. Which, how the fuck did that not like blow up the rest of the island? Is what I'm gonna say.
I think it blew up pretty good.
It blew up, but like, I. Maybe
Did you
I'm wrong.
See the
maybe,
island.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I always felt. I always
There's
felt
no
like
more Genosha.
I always felt like Gambit's power is based on the size of the thing he charges, is the size of the explosion, and something that big should feel probably like a nuclear bomb. I would imagine. So
well, there is no more Genosha. It's gone.
But like, there's still buildings there. They're just like damaged. It's not like everything is destroyed.
It was like a wasteland.
It is. It is. But like, it didn't like decimate. Like, make it like. what we see in Fallout, you know. It didn't do that. But, like, yeah. And then you had, like, the heartbreaking, like, Rogue holding Gambit.
Which I saw, I'm stealing this off of a TikTok I saw. I did not pick up on this, but she's holding Gambit, and she takes her glove off, and she touches him. And she says, as she's crying, she says, "I can't feel you."
She wasn't wearing gloves at all. Like, okay. Period.
Well, she
like
touches him with her bare skin.
She was
skin.
Still wearing that dress and stuff.
That's
and
right.
Like
she
that.
Touches him bare skin.
She's holding him.
And
like,
she
yeah.
says, "I can't feel you." And then the next clip they showed was the Avengers when Scarlet Witch is holding a dying Vision and she's touching him and she says, "I can't feel you," the same fucking way. And what did you tell me that blew my mind?
Oh, so there's an appearance of another character that shows up in this show. And here's the thing. I watched it. I've already watched it twice. Second time around watching it,
You're going to watch
it
a third time.
I am going to watch it a third time, 100%. Second time around watching it, right at the moment, right at the perfect moment, right after, like, Rogue tells Gambit what's going on, party's about to start, it's as an overhead view of the night sky above Genosha. You could see it. Silhouette. The minute is 20-minute, 40-second mark, I think is what it is, because I had to rewind it to double-check. Motherfucking Watcher right there staring down at Genosha. Bro, first of all, so does the Watcher just, like, show up at all the cool parts? Or, like, is he also watching, like, people taking shits on toilets?
He knows all. Like, he knows,
like,
when to show up.
We never see him, like, when, you know, somebody's, like, walking their dog or some shit like that, or they're going grocery shopping or, you know, whatever. But, like, when everything's about to get apocalyptic.
Did you watch season 2 of What If?
No.
Did you watch season 1 of What If?
I watched season 1, yeah. I was not a big fan of season 1 of What If. The only thing only thing I liked about it was when it did the whole Watcher stuff and he started pulling these people from the different dimensions to fight the
strange
to fight the fight the Ultron variant that was taking over the universe.
And that's what I loved so much.
That's the only thing I liked about it. I didn't like anything else but that.
That's what Ultron should have been in Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Age of Ultron did Ultron dirty, one of my favorite villains of all time. And that's how he was supposed to be, how they portrayed him in What If. He's powerful.
Fucking get over it, man, because it's not the fucking comic book. Shit,
you
fucking
didn't
movie.
Hear me crying about it like you were Halo, dude.
I'm just saying. But it was a heartbreaking episode. So heartbreaking. Like, they didn't have... Marvel Animation didn't have to break our hearts that way.
They did,
didn't have
though.
To.
They destroyed us.
Yeah, I know.
You know what?
It's only good because they broke our hearts.
I made this comment to you, and after I made it, I thought more about it. And I'm doubling down, and I'm standing by this. I think this is the best single standalone episode of an animated show ever.
I support your claim. I don't know if I agree with that because I've watched a lot more animated shit than you. So I'd have to think about it really hard to know. But, like, it was definitely very emotional. It was very good. I like I said, I've watched way more animated stuff than you, so I'd have to really give it a lot of thought. So, but it was very good. Like, it's a strong claim. I think you got a strong backing based on that claim.
I'm not saying it's the best animated show.
No, you're saying the best animated episode.
I'm just saying
episode.
It's an animated... It's the best single episode of an animated show.
I've seen a lot of animated shows that are very emotional, so that's why I said I'd have to think about it. So, but it is very strong. It is incredibly strong. If you're not watching X-Men 97, get the fuck out of here. You don't know what podcast you're listening to. It's great. I love it. I want some more of it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to more episodes of that. I'm looking forward to watching more Fallout.
What if that was like the season ender? Like, it's not, but what
Thank
if it
God
was?
God, it's not.
What if it was? What if they ended on that? And it's like 2 more years before you get anything else.
I'd be sad.
We got one more thing to talk about, Scott. One more big event happened this week. One more major thing happened this week. Something we didn't think was going to happen for a while, but something most people are probably cheering about. Most people are probably loving it. There was a death this week, Scott. And I know we don't like to, you know, praise death. But in this case, I'm going to go out on a limb here and I'm going to say, good one, Grim Reaper. Took you long enough. You know, were you taking the scenic route to get there? Who died, Scott?
Are you talking about OJ?
Orenthal!
Orenthal Simpson. James Simpson? You don't like OJ?
No, I don't like it.
You're not an OJ fan?
I don't like it when it's
pulpy. You didn't like the Naked Gun? Like,
look, I love the Naked
Gun. The Naked Gun's great.
It's great. And it's unfortunate that OJ's in it, is what I say. That's what I say about
that.
Hey,
he was innocent.
You sure about that?
I'm not sure about that. No. There's many things I'm not sure of, and that's probably up top of the list.
He did it. He did it.
He probably did. But hey, he was acquitted.
I'm not a betting man. But if I were, I'd put my money on he did it. He was one of those few deaths where it was like it kind of split the crowd a little bit. Like, most people were like, finally, fuck this dude. But there was a lot of people that were like, oh, rest in peace, yada, yada, yada. And there were people arguing. I don't know if they were just like internet trolls or what. But there was a lot of rest in peace messages going out to OJ this week. And there's a lot of people arguing like, oh, so you're going to, like, you know, tell a murderer to rest in peace? Fuck that dude. No, he didn't do it. It was a lot of it sparked up the old 90s argument. Did OJ did
Bro,
it?
Do you're a little bit younger than me. Do you remember when the trial of the century was happening?
I remember around
the time. Or were you
too
young?
I do remember some.
It was.
I don't remember anything from the trial, but I remember.
I was in like junior high. I was in like middle school, junior high. So I was old enough to remember. It was everything. Like, mind you, this was before the internet, before social media. We lived boring lives. So our worlds revolved around, like, newspapers and late-night cable shows.
How old were you in 1995?
I would have been in fifth grade.
That's not middle school. That's elementary school. That's when the trial happened, in 1995.
95, I would have been
I was when you said I was in like my middle school and stuff like that.
Sixth grade's middle school. So it's off by a year.
No. Uh-huh. Sixth grade is still elementary school.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Not at my school.
I'll die on this fucking hill. I'll die on this hill.
No, it wasn't. Sixth grade's middle school. Fifth grade's still elementary. Sixth grade's the beginning of middle school. At my school, it was. Remember, I went to a small private school.
There's two answers. There's actually three answers. So I'm going to read the one. Middle school often includes 6th, 7th, and 8th grades, mm-hmm. but you might go to middle school earlier or later. So basically, that answer is, we don't fucking know. It just depends on the area you live in. There's another answer. Elementary, K through 4. Intermediate, 5 through 6. Obviously, they don't live in this country, so.
No, we have intermediate schools.
I've never heard the term intermediate school in America.
That's where my wife teaches. She teaches at the intermediate elementary. It's like the middle elementary, the upper elementary.
So the answer is basically it all depends on where you live is what it is.
Regardless, 1995, I would have been in fifth or sixth grade, depending on what time of the year it was. But at any rate, it was everywhere. Like, I remember watching Jay Leno on The Tonight Show. Do you remember Jay Leno?
I remember Jay Leno.
He did The Tonight Show for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I think I was an adult. He was still doing it. He loved this story. Like, his whole show was, his monologue was nothing but OJ jokes.
Did you get that TikTok I sent you with Norm MacDonald?
Norm MacDonald had so many great OJ jokes.
There's this TikTok I sent Scott, which is a 10-minute TikTok of, and it's titled this, Norm MacDonald just dunking on OJ during the trial.
I think he got fired because of OJ.
Yeah, I was reading the comments and a lot of people were like, this is like what got him fired because I guess there was some bigwig at SNL that was like friends with OJ.
Like a USC fan or something.
Something like that.
A Buffalo Bills fan.
And it's just basically jokes of basically Norm MacDonald saying, like, you idiots, he killed her. It's obvious. Duh. That's essentially what it comes down to. But I guess the juice is loose no more.
Did you see the meme I posted?
No.
You know the meme where it's like a cartoon where it's a bus coming around the corner, and the one person on the side of the bus is looking at just the side of the mountain and looks sad, and the other person on the other side of the bus is looking out over this beautiful, and he's like smiling and happy.
Yeah.
You know that meme?
Yeah.
So the person who's looking at the mountain is sad. It shows what he's thinking. He's like, O.J. Simpson was a murderer. And the happy guy goes, wow, I can't believe O.J. Simpson averaged 146 yards per game rushing in the NFL. Plus, the Naked Gun was really funny.
It's so unfortunate he's in the Naked Gun. It's so unfortunate. But at least he's not in it in most of it. He has a very, very small role, essentially. He's in it about as much as Batman's in Batman and Batman Returns. So, OJ, but like, finally, you put that to rest.
He had pancreatic cancer.
No more talking about OJ. It's no. done. The debate is over. He's dead. It's done. No more.
No more Juicemas. Juicemas is over.
No more. I didn't do it, but if I did, no more.
He wrote that book.
He did write the book.
You know what? I saw a TikTok on this. You know why he wrote that book? Because even though he was acquitted of murder, he was found guilty of a civil suit. Did you know this?
No, I did not.
He had to pay the Brown family and the Goldman family like $6 million each. Like, he didn't do jail time for it, but he was found liable, like responsible for whatever reason.
That's weird.
It's a civil suit, not a criminal suit. I don't understand that law. If anybody passed the bar, let us know how that works out. And he filed for bankruptcy. He had no money. So years went by, and he, like, owed this family. And he, like, that's part of the reason why he got arrested in Vegas, because he lost his – they seized his assets, yeah, like they're going to do to Trump. And the only assets he had that were worth anything was, like, his football memorabilia. So they seized that, and it still wasn't enough. So he wrote this book called If I Did It. And the publisher was like, we're not fucking putting this out there. The courts had to come into the publisher and say, listen, he owes these families millions of dollars. This book's going to make millions of dollars. Every penny of the sale of this book is going to the families of the dead, not to him. He needs to put the book out. So that's what happened. He never got a penny out of that book.
But, like, couldn't the publisher still say no, though? Like, it's not like it was a court order, right? Like, they didn't tell him, like, you have to publish this. Like, they could still say no. Be like,
I think the publisher said no initially out of, like, ethical reasons. But then when the court came back and said that, then they were like, okay.
Makes sense.
You know?
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. And then because his assets got seized and sold on the market, this guy in Las Vegas, like, bought a bunch of them, and then he, like, wanted them back, and he, like, kidnapped the guy. Do you remember this?
I do remember this.
He, like, tied the dude up and, like, robbed him of his stuff, and that's what he ended up going to jail for.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Fucking crazy.
Dude lived a life,
I guess. Do you remember the Saturday Night Live episode where it was OJ was going to trial for his kidnapping and robbery? And they had to pick a jury, but the jury couldn't know anything about him murdering people. So they're like, okay, we're going to try to pick a jury who knows nothing about the OJ trial.
I think it was like, okay,
this first person, and it was an alien from outer space. I've just come to your planet to get information, take me to your leader. Like, no, we need you to be on this jury real quick.
Yeah.
It was, this boy was found raised by wolves in the jungle. Oh yeah, he's good. We'll allow him. This guy just came out of a coma. Sir, what can you tell us about O.J. Simpson? He was like, you mean the running back for the Buffalo Bills? Okay, he's good. He's good. It was so funny how they were trying to find a jury who knew nothing about it. Oh, when O.J. was on trial, Saturday Night Live was at its peak.
Yeah.
Was at its prime.
What was the car that he was driving?
The Ford Bronco.
Ford Bronco.
The white Bronco. When I was in fifth grade, I guess we were considered too young, but it was the day of the verdict. And I want to say it was like the eighth grade class. Their teacher was cooler than ours. They let them watch it on TV when the verdict was coming in. So we were like, oh, come down and yell, tell us what it is, guilty or not guilty. So we're in the classroom. All of a sudden, this eighth grader comes running down the hallway to our classroom. They come through this girl. She's like, he's guilty. And I remember I was team guilty.
Yeah.
And like most of our class was. We all yell. We're like, yeah, yeah. She goes back. She goes, oh, wait a minute. She comes running back into the class. She's like, I heard wrong, because they read it really funny. She's like, he's not guilty. And this one like little dorky white kid. I didn't know anything of, like, this weird, weird kid who's like so quiet. Everybody else is like, oh, he stands up and goes, yes. He's a big football fan.
I guess. Yeah. He must have been.
Really liked the Naked Gun.
Did you see? Do you remember those OJ parody stuff that he's doing, like anime shows like Family Guy and like South Park?
I remember when he was on Family Guy.
Yeah.
He's like moving to Quahog.
Well, what it was Peter found like he won some like old like sweepstakes prize or some shit like that from back in the 90s. And it was like spend a day with OJ or something like that. And he won that, and he told the family, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, why? What happened? Like, he had no idea that the trial happened. And it's like this whole episode where like it portrays OJ as like this likable character where like Peter's getting to know him, and then like the town's turning against him, and they have like that moment at the end of the show where he's like monologuing, yeah, basically saying like, he's basically like, see, it doesn't matter where we come from, you know, just as long as we hear each other out, like we can all be family, we could all care for each other. And they're all like gathering, like, yay, OJ, yay. And then all of a sudden pulls out a knife and just stabs three people and runs down the road.
And Peter's like, oh, I guess he did do it. That was the best part.
The South Park one is funny too. I distinctly remember this when I was a kid. They did an episode of South Park where Cartman was on the run from the police. I think it was because he like hit Token or something like that, and there was a hate crime. And so
was he on his big wheel or something, going riding down the street? Was that what it was?
He was in the Go-Go Action Bronco.
That's what it was.
A battery-powered Ford Bronco. And my most vivid memory from this episode was when the police set up a blockade on the road. And he's just like going down the road, and they're on the bullhorn like, stop, you need to pull over, stop, we have a blockade. And he's like going super slow, and then one of the cops goes, Jesus, he's gonna ram it. And they all dive out of the way, and the car comes up, it's like, it's like pulls in between these two cars like really slowly, and he goes down, and they're like, crazy son of a bitch. South Park is fucking great for that shit. It's got its time.
We're going deep.
It's time, but it's time though.
Yeah, who knows? We might not be back next week if World War III breaks out.
We'll see. I might be in Canada.
Adam, why don't you let the people know, if we are here next week, where they can listen?
If the bombs haven't fallen, if Fallout hasn't begun, you could find us for distraction@gmail.com. You can send us an email. We're on Facebook, and I think we're still on X, so you can search for distraction at podcast FYD. We are on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. Search for distraction. Rate us, like us, comment, share us with your friends. The way that we grow is if you guys help us grow. As I haven't said that in a while.
You haven't.
I've been giving it a little break, but we're bringing it back.
Bringing that back.
We do live shows every time we record the podcast.
Mm-hmm. On OnlyFans.
If you like us on our Facebook, you can follow us on there, and you can get a notification. We do. It's pretty much every Saturday night. We might do, you know, switch it up if we need to every now and then, but it's pretty much always Saturday night. I do upload the video portion to our YouTube channel, so the description or the link to the YouTube is in the description of all the episodes, so you can click on there and follow us on there. We are also still a member of the Electronic Media Collective, so head over to electronicmediacollective.com if you want to listen to us and a bunch of other really great shows, but really like mostly shows, listen to us so that you can make sure that we inflate the numbers.
A lot of great shows over there on the...
Look, if you just want to inflate the numbers and you've already listened to this episode, head over to Electronic Media Collective and just like play the episode but put on mute and just keep replaying it, refresh your page, you know, just artificially inflate the views, you know, like we do with, like Trump did with stocks.
That didn't work out for him, did it?
But like, we're different. We're not Trump.
Right.
And we're not monetizing it. So it's just going to be cool. Right. Yeah. That's all. It's going to be cool. It's cool fraud, not like real fraud.
And I'm a member of the DEA.
Yeah.
The drink every afternoon. Man. Crazy world we live in.
We are. Crazy world. I had a high thought earlier. What was your thought?
What was
this? This is a wee thought, and this really got me. So you know I before E, except after C? Mm-hmm. Do you know there are exceptions to that?
Like received?
And weird.
And weird.
Weird. Yeah. I was thinking about the word weird because I always forget how to spell that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I always put the I first. And I was thinking about, by the way, I was really fucking high. Really high.
Wait, there's chiefs or chefs? I always.
Chefs has no I.
That's what it is. I always chiefs mix up an chiefs and chefs.
So the I, so like it, all that tells me is I before E, except after C, is fucking bullshit.
But we were drilled that in school. Like I always misspell received.
Yeah, I always that's one I misspell in weird.
Weird,
received,
yeah.
And weird are the mm-hmm. two ones I misspell because those are two exceptions to the fucking made up rule. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. Make it make sense, people. That is the only thing that I ask from you. Also, can this fucking thing work, please and thank you? Thank you. You know what? We're done.